What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. All right. Hey there, REI Marketing Weekly newsletter subscribers. Today I've got an exciting interview for you. This is one of my favorite people in the world. I always tell them this, just like one of the most genuine people you'll ever meet, one of the kindest people you ever meet. And one of my clients as well, and he's brought so much value to me in ways you guys can't even imagine. But I got my good buddy John Martinez out of Springfield, Missouri, the REI sales trainer, the $1 million yeah. sales trainer. So John, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So we actually, what has it been, like 3 weeks, John, since your last boot camp?
It's been a few weeks.
Man, it's crazy. So that was an incredible boot camp, guys. If you're a real estate investor, which all of you that are listening to this are, because this is what the newsletter is all about, is real estate investing marketing. If you have not heard about John and his sales training programs, you are missing out massively. So I'm going to have in the description links directly to his website, and at the end of this interview, I'll kind of give him the opportunity to talk about maybe a next boot camp that's going to be coming up, so you guys can sign up. So we're going to dive right into it, John, and I'm going to let you take the mic over. But guys, today we're going to talk about the relationship between sales and marketing and how those two kind of correspond with each other. And John, you probably hear it more than I do, but oftentimes I hear that sales and marketing should be the same department. I hear that they play like a lot with each other, and there's just a lot. There's a lot of elements that just kind of mesh together between those two. So if you want to introduce yourself just briefly, that'd be cool. And then just jump right into this and let's talk about it.
Yeah. No, man, I think you did a good enough job introducing me. So we'll just jump into it.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about here. So I'm just going to go high level, spit out a bunch of stuff, and then you just guide it wherever you want it to go.
Absolutely.
So first, you mentioned sales, marketing, same department. Well, they need to have the same message, right? Marketing is basically getting somebody's attention. And let me start over. Talk about a different way. Every business needs both sales and marketing, right? Marketing gets someone's attention, attracts, you know, strangers and turns them into prospects. And sales is what takes those prospects. Sales picks up from there and turns them into clients, right? So you need both. Some companies, some industries, some businesses, it's mostly marketing in the sales is like this very small part, or it could be all automated or whatever, like a lot of digital types of services. Some is very little marketing and really heavy on the sales side, right? They produce leads easily, but they really got to work hard at selling. REI is like, it's different because you need to master both marketing and sales. Like you, it doesn't really lean heavier on one than the other. You absolutely need them both. So that's where I think REI is. Now, as I mentioned, when it comes to marketing, marketing, its job is to take strangers and turn them into prospects by introducing your company or your brand or your whatever and say, hey, we're here, and really figuring out who might be a customer for you in the future. Now, that being said, the better the marketing is and the more your marketing nurtures, right, beyond just says, hey, are you a prospect, the more it talks to those prospects, shows content to those prospects, and nurtures those prospects, when it does get time to sell, that is so much easier. So just think about it.
So the curating process. So curating them to, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Because like if I just saw an ad on whatever I was on online and I've never heard of the company, I didn't know what they did, but it was just an ad and it said like, hey, do you want to talk to somebody? I'm probably not very likely to talk to someone. I'm like, hey, I'll do some more research some other time. I'll bookmark it, I'll whatever. But let's say I saw that ad, it got my attention, I clicked on it, and then they started following me around the internet. And I'm watching all these videos and or whatever it is, or reading, you know, blogs or whatever it is put out by this company. And over time I go, yeah, they understand my issue. They're really good at solving that issue for all types of people like me. I trust them. I like them. I get it. I like the solution. If at that point I take the next step and fill out a lead form or contact that company, it's going to be a much easier sale. So marketing's main job is to get someone's attention, but the more they hold that attention, the more content you put out there, it could do a lot of the heavy lifting in the sales piece for you. So that's, you know, in a nutshell, high level, what I think, you know, the relationship between marketing and sales, especially in REI, is.
That is crystal clear. Like if you guys don't understand that, I mean, at this point, then maybe you should don't give up, but talk to John Moore, right? But that, I mean, that's the biggest difference is because the next thing that I would like for you to talk about is kind of what type of messaging does marketing, and this goes deep, right? It goes into the brand development and, you know, building out the aesthetics of that and making sure that, you know, even the colors are in line with the messaging, right? But when it comes to like helping out the sales department and helping that move along, what kind of messaging does what kind of messaging does marketing need to convey in order to help that sales along? Because I know that in sales, I mean, messaging is that how you deliver is almost everything, right? Yeah. I mean, when I was at your boot camp, you spent an insane amount of time about just the communication and the delivery of what you're going to be talking about. So kind of go into that, like what are some elements that need to be thought about when you're delivering the messaging in your marketing? Because I was just in a mastermind and one of the guys was talking about how and he had gone through your training and he was talking about how he stopped making it about the numbers and started making it like just about the relationship and building the rapport and that kind of stuff. And so a lot of people go into these deals, they'll just analyze numbers and throw a number out there to the distressed seller. And now you're getting what you like to call it. Now you're getting into a bidding war, or you're in that war that the seller is going to try to get the most of, you know, sell the house to whoever's offering the most. So go into that. What kind of messaging does the marketing need to have in order to help that sales process along?
Right. So, you know, two pieces to it. One is getting their attention, and the other one is kind of that nurturing and gaining that trust, building that relationship. As far as getting someone's attention, well, what we wish we could do with marketing is literally reach out and call people by name. Like if you were my target client, Josh, I wish I could do an ad that just said, Josh Kohler, in a big picture view and said, listen, I got to talk to you, man, right? Because that would get your attention. You'd be like, you're literally talking to me. We can't do that yet. I'm sure we will at some point, probably pretty soon. We probably can right now. I just don't know how. But we want to get as close to that as possible. We want to get someone's attention by saying, hey, I'm talking to you. So in order to get someone's attention, I would, you know, you're talking about the people you help, the problem you solve, basically. The ways you help people, right? So that's how we get someone's attention. So like
so if it's relevant as well though, right? Like it's being relevant to what their need is.
Yeah, it has to be relevant. Yeah, because you're calling them out by name. So, it, you know, my company, we give sales training to real estate investors. So the initial ads to get their attention are going to say like, hey, are you a real estate investor who needs to close more deals, right? It's like, oh, shoot, that's me. Bang, I've got their attention. So that's number one. Number two is the nurturing part. I want to bring as much of my sales process into the marketing as possible. So when we get to the sales, that's a lot easier. So when we're selling, we only need two things to complete any kind of deal, right? In REI, I'm going to speak specifically because that's what this is all about. So we need motivation. If someone's really motivated to do something, they're going to do it as long as nothing's going to stand in their way. So number one, we need to talk about their motivation. Number two, we got to talk about those things that might stop them from pursuing that motivation, stop them from taking action. So we call it motivation and deal killers, right? So those are the two things I talk about, right? So if their motivation is, you know, tired landlord or disrepair, house in disrepair or financial issues, whatever, I'm going to say, you know, there's going to be some ads that speak to that motivation. So again, they go, yes, that's me. I get it. You help people like me. It's, hey, we help people all the time. You know, good, it happens to good people all the time. You end up in this financial bind, life happens. You know, this is how we've helped, you know, Susan and Bob with that, right? So you're speaking to their motivations. They're going, yes, that's my motivation. But then you also want to speak to the stuff that could kill a deal or keep them from taking action. So if stuff that keeps them from contacting you is, I don't want to be pressured, I don't know what to expect, then I'd probably also do a marketing piece around, hey, by the way, if you do contact us, here's exactly what you can expect. It's a no pressure type deal. Bang. We're actually bringing that sales process into the marketing. So the more of the sales process we can actually drag over to the marketing piece, by the time you actually do get to sell to them, you've got half the work done for you. That's at least how I look at it. Does that make sense to you?
That is, I've never thought of it that way. And I've hung out with you multiple times, like including that, just that one phrase, including the sales process in the marketing. And I think like I've kind of tried to phrase that up when I'm doing content for real estate investors, when I'm out at somebody's location and they're shooting videos for distressed sellers or whatever. And I try to get them along that line, but man, that you just helped me out more than you know, like just including that sales process in there. Cause I even tell them, you know, when you're going through doing content for, whether it's a video, a blog or whatever, an article that's going to go on your website or even an ad that you're going to run against distressed sellers, is walk them through the process. Because a lot of times they are unsure. They're in that, they're aware of the services that you can provide to them, but they're in discovery mode at this point. They're in that solution finding process. And if you have the best clear cut solution, a lot of times that play into the decision that they're going to make. But you have to tell the story of process you go through. And it goes down to, do I need a realtor to sell my house? Am I paying closing costs? How fast can you close? How are you going to pay me? Stuff like that. And when I'm with these investors, I have them pretty much deliver content in that manner. And so that's powerful. Include that sales process in the marketing, and not just the content, but also everything that you do in marketing. That's massive.
And so I think so. I mean, a simpler way to look at it is like, you've got this continuum of people who have no idea what you do. You got these people on the other side of the continuum, and they're your clients. And no matter where someone falls on that continuum, whatever you're putting in front of them should just be designed to get them to that next step, right? So you wouldn't take a stranger and try to make them a customer, but you'd want to take a stranger, and then maybe the first piece is about, do you even want to consider this? And now you got these people that are considering it. So you go, well, here's some things you might actually want to think about to determine if you want to take the next step, right? And you just move them all the way. And in REI, you can get them so far with the marketing, and then the last half or so is actually the phone call or the face-to-face meeting in the sales process, but you're just baby stepping them along the whole way.
And that's why I like what John is like, the philosophies that he talks about and the strategies that he goes over, is that, you know, a lot of times, and I say it all the time, guys, is that content marketing is a marathon. You guys know I'm in content marketing, right? But it's not just content marketing. Now it's like everything. It's the sales process too. Because it's the whole concept of, you know, you don't take a girl out on a date and you kiss her in the first night, right? Like that's just, you don't do that. You got to curate the relationship, build the relationship with them. And that can take a lot of time and patience, John. I mean, if it, like, and some people may not be ready for that, but that's why you got to you know, go to John's boot camp or learn that stuff, right? So,
yeah.
John, I told you I wasn't going to take up too much time. This went by really quick. I mean, 10, 15 minutes that we talked here. And you gave a lot of incredible information. Just that one thing, if you guys could take away anything, is just include that sales process inside of your marketing efforts. And that will launch the process even further than you can imagine. So, John, anything else you want to add on?
Man, that's it. Always a pleasure, Josh. Always enjoy my time with you.
I appreciate it. So, John, real quick, I told you I was going to give you the opportunity. Can you let people know maybe how they can get in contact with you if they want to, or a website, find out more about the bootcamp?
Yeah, best, reisalesacademy.com is our main website. It's going to have hundreds of free videos for training lead managers, acquisition agents, help investors scale up. All of our products are on there too. So anything you possibly need, just go to reisalesacademy.com and you can find it there.
Yeah. And then he's also got a YouTube channel that's got tons of free content. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same videos, both places and in different channels and stuff playlists, I guess they're called. So yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So we'll have that linked in the description below for you guys. So you make sure you check that out. And I'm telling you, if you've never gone through John's training, you are missing out completely, especially if you know, a lot of times we're having problems on the buy side, which is a lot of what he talks about and teaches, is acquiring that deal. You're not getting it in competition with another investor trying to, you know, bid on the house basically and get in that whole ordeal that you don't want to be in. So, John, man, again, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you jumping on here. And I look forward to chatting with you again, my friend.
All right, Josh. Till next time, man.
All right.